Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series, The Great Companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this week we will be once again doing one of the young companions. This companion's name was Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. His title was Abu Abdul Rahman. He was born 39 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was just 10 years before the migration took place. He passed away 64 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was again 74 years after the hijrah took place. Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was amongst the young companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was well known for his knowledge, piety, humility, generosity, and desire to adhere to the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam with his beloved father, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at a very young age. While still a young boy, he had the opportunity to perform hijrah from Makkah to Medina with his beloved father Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his beloved mother Zainab bint Ma'zun radiyallahu anhum. Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was always eager to learn, and despite his cautious approach to narrating hadith from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is still amongst the Mukthirin Hadith. The Mukthirin Hadith are those Sahaba who narrated the most Ahadith from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrated an amazing total of 2,630 Ahadith from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exceptional, and this love showed by the way of him being very particular in following all of the actions and teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was this habit that he would try to sit wherever our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat. If our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have descended from his camel at a particular place and performed 2 rak'at salah, he, whenever he would pass, would also do this and would perform 2 rak'at in the same place. After our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he lived a long life and continued with his zeal for knowledge and learning and teaching others. He became the teacher of great companions and tabi'i, the likes of Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu, Imam Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi, Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi, all studied by him and benefited from his company. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in Makkatul Mukarramah at the age of 84, and he is buried in this blessed city. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu a great amount of reward for all of his services to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also his services to deen, and give us all the ability to emulate these great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.